Hello, everyone. Welcome to Animation Nation. I am your host, Primetime, here with the latest news on animation and pop culture. Hopefully, everyone's having a wonderful day, no matter where you're around the world. Let's get started with your daily news. Now, this one is going to be interesting in particular, because this one comes from Indiegogo.com. Well, obviously, it's not a news website. It's basically, you probably noticed, it's an independent website where people make, like, you know, donations, Kickstarters, and all that stuff to make a project. This one in particular caught my eye when I was reading Twitter. It came from an animator by the name of Charlie Gavin, where he was an animator for Big City Greens and other television productions. And according to his Kickstarter, he is going to make a independent show called Boxtown, which is a adult animated series. A mediocre detective with a penchant for cons team ups, and with a true crime obsessed 8-year-old orphan to solve the all mysteries of Boxtown, a neon mega city on the cups of being overrun by violence and greed. Now, sin official crime rating, Tim, let's see, like clients, Bill, a squashable offer, orphan. Although it's an unlikely deal, Tim and Bill share the common goals of solving cases. Even if Bill is a altruistic than Tim's, the detective, main motivators, which, first, to make money, and two, to stick to the city's prestigious corporate detective agency. At the center, Clarence Gory Core and Boxtown's mediates on what is like to consistency stared down with the barrel of mediocrity. Confronting whether it's not to raise above your own limitations, if it's so, whether it means that which you do justifies the end means. Now, what makes this Kickstarter interesting is that this show that's being developed, it's all going to be in charge by industry professionals doing this independently without the help of any mainstream studios like Cartoon Network, Disney, Nickelodeon, and all that stuff. And they also made a little studio called Bandit Mill Studios, founded in 2022. Bandit Mill Studios is a independent collective creating broadcast quality adult animation. Some projects artists who now compose of Bandit Camp Collective have worked on these shows like Casa Grandes, Over the Garden Wall, Crit of the Creek, Pibby, BoJack Horseman, Cuphead Show, Trick Moon, if anyone remembers Trick Moon, what happened to that project, and PlayStation Studios. That one also surprised me, of PlayStation Studios. Wow. Bandit Mill Studios follows the footsteps of some great indie pioneers, with a community-based efforts from exploiting kittens and off to Undertale. We've seen the great art that can be made with love and integrity when working together as both artists and viewers, most recently through the interest of responding to the ongoing shift of the animation industry, which has seen one large studio after another axe shows after show. It's not that the demand isn't there for adult animated media, it's the leadership calling the shots isn't interested in investing time, energy, love, and most frankly, money in developing, campaigning, as well as promoting such art. Our collective is just the beginning of the new way to democratize animation. We're committed to fairly pay team members. We're committed to seeking out novel stories told by perspectives of not often seen traditional media, including mental health and addiction. We're committed to making art without jumping through hoops that are on fire, leaving people to development limbo or prioritize soulless reboots over brand new visions, which that is really true. And that was, and I also saw the video what Mr. what Charlie gave to the Kickstarter, the Indiegogo. I say this is a bold way to do so. I know one day we've seen throughout the years that recently, many years that we're going to the phase of the future animation is independency. I said that a couple of months ago. And the future animation is independency. And this is what we're seeing right now. These, what I mentioned before, they're industry professionals. They've been through Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, Disney, Warner Brothers, DreamWorks, whatever the hell you like to say. They're professionals. They've been through that. And they decided to use their talents and their knowledge within the industry to come together and make this independent studio, to make this huge project to take off. It's amazing to think. It is really amazing to see that. To see that many people come together through the trying times of animation, what is right now, and decided, you know what, we're going to put our foot down. We're going to take this shit to independency, the light. And that is amazing to do so. It is hard. It is difficult. I understand what it is. But the main thing I want to get at this is, do what you can to make your product come true. And it's just amazing. We've seen many people have done this. We've seen VisiPop, obviously, is the main one. We see Meat Canyon is the main one. We see the ones who made Long Gone Gulch, who are, the creators are also industry professionals. When I say industry professionals, I mean people who are in like the mainstream industry. I'm not saying that people who worked independently are not professionals. They are professionals. It's just that when I say that, I mean like they're people who work in the industry that are mainstream, so to speak, who work for mega companies. Not to downplay on any people's independency, but it's breaking the mold, so to speak. So far, the design looks, from the characters so far for the Indiegogo, looks a bit appealing. Honestly, a bit simplified, not too simplified, just a balance. It kind of gave me vibes of like OKKO sort of design, maybe a bit of Big City Green, so to speak. Kind of gave me those types of vibes when I see these types of designs, dynamic stuff. But like, it actually looks like it's a kids show. Or, well, in a way, yeah, but here's what I mean. It looks like this show could be like in Cartoon Network, so to speak. But they want to take this step into like this raunchy attitude. Like, there's this one screen, there's one art where see the orphan Bill looking happy, putting out a dead body, just covered in blood. And while he's eating popcorn. And there's one where I believe that's the boss of Tim, the detective, is just like convincing him to just like, hey, do it for the money, while he's smoking a cigar and has a pistol in his fucking jacket. Yeah. This is going to be interesting. Because with pre-production, you have to go through animation, storyboard artists, script revisions, digital set designs, voice acting, music, editing, compositing, final editing, and all that stuff. Will this change the industry? Maybe. I'm not sure. But it looks like it's a big step forward. So far what they have, it's been like 3 days since, you know, a couple of days since, the Kickstarter was released. The Indiegogo was released. Sorry about that. I keep saying Kickstarter. Indiegogo was released. And they already got like $13,000. Their goal was to reach at least $15,000. And they have like 55 days left. They got a good start. They got a really good start. You know what? This is amazing. I remember there was one too where Charlie mentioned that he apparently Alex Hirsch donated like $1,000 just to get this wooden doll of the one of the characters. That's one of the goals. So here are the goals for this Indiegogo. So if the goal reaches $20,000, the production of the final animation for the one episode can begin. $100,000 production of final animation is fully funded. $150,000 episode 1 of Boxtown is fully funded. $300,000 episode 2 fully funded. $450,000 will be episode 3 fully funded. And if it reaches more than at least $500,000, then it says who knows. Maybe it'll be more episodes or something like that. Who knows? We have at least 55 weeks until this is complete. And this is made by professionals who are sick and tired of these industry conglomerates of these networks bunching shows left and right. Like about a day ago, I just heard that one of the shows, Final Space, just got axed. Because just got text written off by Warner Bros. Discovery. Like, what the hell? Now that is what this is talking about. And I highly recommend you to watch the video that Charlie Gavin released of his independent project. Will I support this? Fuck yeah. I will support it. And you love animation so much, if you care about the industry, you should support it too. There are two ways I'll tell you to support this campaign. It's either one, you could donate money, as much money as you can, honestly. For me, the limit for me is it's going to be like 10 or 15 bucks, honestly. It's not much, but at least the way I had to show and appreciate my support to the Indiegogo project. Secondly, you can support it is to obviously spread the word. Spread the word through social media. Tell it to your friends. Tweet it. See it on Instagram. Facebook, if you have Facebook. Show it on video on TikTok. Explain what it is. Anything, spread it on social media as much as you can. It is a good way to show how much you love the production. And you love the fucking the hard work and sweat of these industry professionals collaborating and doing this stuff. Now, here's my take on something that's a bit interesting, but this is my side. I subscribe to a lot of cartoon YouTubers, the main ones. Not a lot of them are talking about this, as far as I know. The only person that seems to be talking about this independency project is Mr. Val Skibum. He's one of the largest cartoon YouTubers so far who reviews anything animation. He talked about it. I don't see anyone else talked about it, like Saber Spark or the Roundtable Boys over there as well. I don't see him talking about it as much as I know, but it may take some time for them to recognize. But at least show them what this is and tell them the backgrounds of making this show. So that's the reasons why I will support this show. And let me tell you, it is not easy to obviously get this thing off the ground. There are two, to make an independent project work, for me, aside from good visuals, tier lists, prizes, and all that stuff, is this. It's either two things. It's either A, maybe three things. The third one is an option, but it's risky. Answer A, he had to be much popular before on the internet. Kind of Vizzy Pop, she was popular. Well, Hazen Hotel wasn't been released, but she gained ranks on the internet that she was a well-known artist. So she was able to do that. As well as Meat Canyon, he has much followers, much subscribers with his cartoons, to the point where he was able to make his own cartoon to life. So that's one. B, you could be, B, you had to be like an industry professional, like actual B with Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, Disney, and all that stuff, and make yourself known, on the internet, kind of like the people who did Long Gone Gulch. They got notoriety, they've been in the industry before, and they got that, and they were able to get like a lot of views. I believe that video still got, for their pilot of their short Long Gone Gulch, still has like at least like 1 million views, but I think they still get 2 million views by this point, but still, good stuff. I love it. The third one I say is an option. It's maybe get like at least a independent studio help a little, so to speak. I know we're talking about like these studios are just canceling us with them, right? But at least have like at least an independent studio who isn't like that. I know it's hard, but to show they help you with this project, so to speak. And the production cost would be like a bit higher or something like that. But yeah, these kinds of things is bold to do, so honestly, and we're not sure what the future might be look like with animation so far, but I'm pretty sure that I could tell from this point it's all going to be independently made at this point. And the future is there now, because right now we see I see a lot of people who are getting hired by, also one called, another one that's not released, but like still in made process called, her name is Ashley Nicole, who's making another independent animated short or series called Farfetched as well. So, what was I about to say? Well, yeah, so I've seen so many industry professionals who are doing this thing where like they, where they're hiring people off the internet, honestly, based on their skills on art, editing, music, visuals, and all that sort of stuff. And it seems like it's the way to go, honestly. It also presents you with your portfolio, your backgrounds, as well as your salary, what you normally get from if you're working with other people or something like that, or your contracts, all that sort of stuff. And it's happening through the internet, obviously, with other people making their own projects. They're hiring people off the internet, and it's very easy to do. And even voice actors. You can even hire people making like voices for your characters. You can just like hire them out through through social media like Twitter or Instagram, whatever, and gave them the salary, give them a script, record it, they give it to you. Or at least what they could do is just like go to Discord basically and it has like basically like a digital booth, when you see in the behind the scenes where you see people, voice actors, recording, and you see like the soundboards and all that sort of stuff where they hearing the person do some retakes while they're recording. You could do that, but through Discord, simple as that, or any other social media that has voice recording or voice chatting or something like that. Simple. You could just do this through your home or something like that, unless you have like a high-end PC or something. But at this point in time, the future of animation is independency. It's actually happening. If this Indiegogo makes it. Because look what's happening right now with Warner Brothers and Netflix. I think the video also showed Paramount as well. But still, they're axing a lot of their projects independently, or well, basically made creators with different ideas. Look what they're doing. Cutting it off, canceling shows off the bat. Everything else. Left and right. Just for profit. At this point, there's gonna be two things at least the corporations want with the industry. It's either A, and maybe three things. It's either A, make animated shows more appealing to kids, basically. When I say kids, I mean like Cocomelon style stuff. You know, Cocomelon. Just teaching kids ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, the colors, shapes, all that sort of stuff. That's the content they're aiming at right now that slowly seems appealing to those corporations. I'm being serious. Then there's B, remakes. Remakes, reboots of other shows. And I see them a lot. A lot. They've done the Teen Titans Go. They've done it to the Powerpuff Girls. They've also done it to... They're going to do it to the Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. They're going to do that. But with preschools. Like, what the heck? And all that sort of stuff. It's not bad. But it's better if the project is left alone. And if you have to reboot it, you might as well just, like, have at least the people who worked on it before do it again. And treat it as the way the property it is, instead of just like having it to like, this is gonna be a preschool reboot, or this is gonna be a cheap nonsense reboot that we don't give a crap. That's the thing. And then there's three. This one's a bit iffy, but bear with me. Three is at least adult animation, but in the corporate's eyes, make it the styles look to have the generic Family Guy style. You know, the simple round shapes, the way how the mouth moves. Sometimes you have to do with the Flash style, so to speak. But on the Family Guy doesn't do Flash, but like, you know what I mean? The typical family or friends together. You got this fat guy, you got the hot chick, or at least an unattractive chick. You got the kid. You got the awkwardness. You got the cussing. You got the disgustingness. All that sort of stuff. The typical Family Guy formula, so to speak. It's been done a lot. It's just, eh. Or even if you don't want to do that, there's also a slow trend where people are now doing what Rick and Morty style is doing. And again, if you want to make adult animated features, just don't be trying to be similar to the ones that have been made before. Because it's just going to be repetitive. Try at least new tastes. Look what Bob's Burgers is doing, so to speak. Look what fucking, Smiley Friends is doing their own thing. It's really, really funny. It's funny. I laugh all the time. It's really fucking funny. At this point in time, especially here in the West, we need that resurgence. The hope so far is Independency at this point. Independency made studios. Hey, if this reboot goes off the chart, I mean, not reboot, if this project goes really well, I'm pretty sure people are gonna follow in their footsteps. All right, and heck, they mentioned in this Indiegogo that they might as well have taken like people's ideas to have them work on it that has not been seen in television before. And that's the thing. So I know I've been ranting a lot about this, but I really am passionate for this stuff. This is gotta work. Please. I recommend donating. I recommend spread the word. Boxtown, Indiegogo. Watch the introduction video. It's just only 3 minutes long. Alright. And oh, there's gonna be a few people I know nowadays have like short attention spans. I'm just saying, watch it. I like it. Support them as much as you can, either donating or spread the word. Alright, they're almost at their goal, and let's push it a bit more further, at least. Do it for them, do it for the future of animation. That's all I could tell you. Do it for the future of animation. Do it for the future of the next generation to see how it all goes. To plant the seeds of it. And to be honest with you, I'm the next generation. Honestly. And I'm actually aware of that stuff. Because if I'm not, then I might as well be fucked over. So be aware of all that stuff and support Boxtown Indiegogo. That's all I can tell you. And for whatever reason, I'm just guessing. For whatever reason, Charlie or whoever's working within this project or whatever, keep it up. Don't give up. We appreciate what you guys are doing. Just keep your heads high. Don't worry. Now, our next story for today comes from theanimationmagazine.com that apparently, Illumination is launching its own adult animation branch, apparently. So Netflix, Sony, and Disney veteran Mike Moon is launching his own adult animation label at Illumination Illumination Studio. Moon will be the president of this new division, titled Moonlight, and will serve the creative advisor to the popular Minion studio, Illumination. Moon, who parted ways with Netflix in July, gee, I wonder why. Netflix, I'm looking at you and your stocks. Sealed overall deals with Brutus Pink Team, which is Big Mouth and Human Resources, and worked on the streamer's A-list animated projects such as Inside Job and Intergalactic. Moon will be based out of the Illumination Santa Monica offices, which he says, and I quote, "We have the exceptionally talented group of artists, filmmakers, and producers at Illumination, and believe that there is no better complement to this team than Mike and the new company we are partnering to build," says Illumination founder and CEO Chris Melendri. I can't pronounce his last name. He has exceptional taste, deep experience, and strong visions for the films we intended to make together. "I'm thrilled to be joining the amazing team of Illumination," said Moon. "Chris has created the benchmark for character stories and innovation in animated films, and I am honored to be part of the future of this visionary studio." Moon, who has worked widely variety of acclaimed mini animated projects such as The Midnight Gospel, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, Mitchell versus the Machines, Gravity Falls, and Falls Over Imaginary Friends. Throughout the distinguished career, he began working in the industry in the early 90s as a background artist and design on shows such as The Simpsons, Batman the Animated Series, and The Animaniacs. He has graduated of the renowned character animation program at California Institute of the Arts, which is basically Cal Arts, so to speak, if that makes sense. Sorry about that. Apparently there's like some douchebag who is wrapping his engine outside, but that's on me basically. But anyways, this is interesting that they're gonna do like this adult animated branch, so to speak. And for coming from Illumination, because Illumination mostly just make like the Minions, Secret Life of Pets, Sing, and then they're gonna make the upcoming Mario movie, which I heard they're gonna announce the teaser trailer on October 6th at New York Comic Con, so that should be exciting. Sorry about that, folks. I had to go use a quick restroom, apparently. Aside from that, yeah, apparently Illumination is making their own adult animation division. That is going to be interesting. But it's going to be like called Moonlight. That's going to be their division. We're only making adult animated film series, so to speak. And it's just going to be interesting. Like, we haven't seen a lot of adult animated films for the past few weeks, or for quite a while so far. The last one that probably would that count as adult animated film was the Bob's Burgers movie, which I heard has done really well. And before that, it was the Sausage Party, if anyone remembers the Sausage Party. And after that, before that, it was the South Park film, which I still need to watch the South Park film. I heard it was pretty good. But that, I've seen two clips of the South Park film. It's just a weird change for Illumination to start their own animated adult film division so far. I'm curious what they're gonna do with that sort of region, because they're mostly just made for what I could describe their films is that they're just a combination of just focusing on family film productions, like the Minions, Secret of the Pest. Like there's a few things where kids find it funny, and a few things that adults kind of find it funny as well. They're basically mostly focusing on family oriented audiences. It's just basically as simple as that, honestly. I already remember the first time I heard about this new company when the Minions came out. I was like, Illumination? What is this? And they started to become pretty as popular, but not as much as their Minion films, so to speak. And I'm curious what content they're gonna do with this adult animated film, and the next one coming with the Mario movie coming out, which seems interesting so far. And we just have to wait and see what's gonna happen. But it looks, for me, with this guy they hired, who has a lot of experience under his belt with Netflix, Disney, and Cartoon Network, because those properties he worked on do belong with one of those companies. He has a lot of stuff on his back. Even came from the 90s. He worked on Batman the Animated Series. Woo! That's gonna be a lot of things he's gonna do, so who knows? Who knows, honestly, with this new animated division for Illumination. But at the same time, you just have to wait and see what more things to come with their new studio. So maybe this is going to be a success or not, but who knows, we just have to wait and see. But there's all I could give you guys for that. Now, our last episode for today. Now, for this one is going to be interesting because I don't really focus too much on drama, so to speak. But this one seems a bit important. And this one comes from Bloomberg.com about a Twitch creator chief exec exits with the controversy over streamer pay swirling. Which, if you don't know, the streaming platform known as Twitch is reducing the revenue share split for those top streamers. Amazon's unit is expensive and under pressure to make profits. The senior vice president of global creators at Twitch told employees that she is leaving the company on the same day it announces the changes to how the video game streaming platforms, Twitch is not really all about video games. They also have like other streaming stuff like just chatting, art, music tutorials, which is basically they're just live. But aside from that, the platform will pay top talent, which in a letter of the employees Wednesday obtained by Bloomberg, Consistent Knight said that she is embarking on a new adventure that provides exciting growth opportunities for both professionally and personally, that is also in a creator space. Knight recently held similar positions at Instagram and YouTube. Knight reassigned after Amazon.com Incorporated Twitch announces that it's reducing its amount of money its biggest streamers can earn from subscriptions. Only celebrities such as Ninja, Pokimane, what else? Maybe Moist Critical as well. I don't even watch much about Twitch, honestly. I only know the basic ones: Hassan, Piker, that guy, whatever. Then no one XQC, something like that. I don't even like that guy. He just looks like a guy who just yells a lot. Because to be honest with you, I mostly watch VTubers on Twitch. Honestly, they're pretty fun, and have been able to earn sometimes millions of dollars playing games and chatting with friends, with agreement that had offered them as a much of a 70% of revenue from fan subscriptions to their channels. But in a move to boost profitability, Twitch president Dan Clancy said in a blog post that starting next June, these top streamers will receive 70% of the revenue up to at least $100,000 earned, and then drop down to the standard 50-50 split. Bloomberg News reported that on the plan changes to revenue sharing in April. We can't run this service unless you make money. I actually read their Twitter posts when they posted their announcement about that. And that is like one of my favorite lines from that announcement. We can't run this service unless you make money. Let that echo in your mind. But anyways, Clancy said that that's not a drawback, it's by design. This init partnership is why we all support all streamer careers and ambitions like they are our own. Clancy said the vast majority of Twitch streamers operate within the 50-50 split revenue. A lack of transparency and consistency in who gets what deal and who and on what terms of promoted the need for a revamp on the policy he needs. Twitch declines to comment on Knight's resignation or statement or assessment at the company. And it isn't clear if the Knight's departure is tied to the pay issue. Changes have been exaggerated. Concern among current and former members and employees that Twitch and Clancy are also falling out of touch with the content creators who draw at least 2.5 million concurrent viewers on the platform, although only a small number of live streamers benefits from the premium subscriptions models that allow them to earn more money. Clancy noted that at least more than 22,000 streamers were hopping Twitch would be moved them all together to the 70-30 split. Twitch's devise from the rivals of the industry, such as YouTube Gaming, skims at least 30% off its premium subscriptions products, while the other platforms like OnlyFans and Patreon takes at least 20% or less. Clancy said that Twitch is expensive to run. Unlike TikTok and YouTube Gaming, Twitch broadcasts at least 2.5 million hours of live content every day across the world, and technology provided by Amazon Web Services and necessary provided by Amazon, which long-form live video on this scale costly, he said, as Amazon acquired Twitch in 2014, which I didn't know about that. Twitch is focusing on efforts for streamers to run ads. Bloomberg has reported some sort of strange deal that can be lucrative, but a diversive of a live experiences. Twitch lost both chief content officer and chief operating officer early this year. Neither have been replaced. So there's been a lot of controversies with Twitch for the past few days, especially around last week, where gambling has been involved, sexual harassment has been involved. What else? Poking fun at each other, making fun of each other, and complaints has been involved as well. A lot of things are happening on Twitch, honestly, and this is what I cover because this is interesting because they're getting 50-50 split because they're not earning as much and they keep it running. But then again, at the same time, you are owned by the Amazon company. One of the biggest, and I believe the biggest companies known is Amazon. Delivery service, streaming service. Hey, even I discovered 2 days ago when I wanted a battery, guess what the Amazon has? Their own brand battery. Weird, but whatever. That's how it goes. That's how it goes. And they even have drones that delivers your boxes. I never experienced that, but pretty sure people still do. I believe. They're the biggest company known because everyone likes to deliver stuff over Amazon. Simple as that. Heck, look at their CEO, Mr. Jeff Bezos. Look at his net revenue. He is worth at least $137.2 billion. This man earns a lot. And he's like 2 cents behind Elon Musk, which he's loaned at least like $254 billion. Still, he is one of the second world's richest man, which after Elon Musk, but whatever. Obviously, this company owns, they even have their own service, network service, aside from Google. What the actual fuck? And yes, they even have their own music apps that call Amazon Music. Again, the actual fuck. Think And now they're getting now they're getting 50% of the revenue, while the other people are getting other 50% of the revenue. It may seem fair, but at the same time, your company that owns, you're a platform that owns one of the biggest companies known to the world. And a lot of streamers are complaining to this point about the revenue. Even as far as some of them are going to be moving to YouTube, which I kind of highly doubt they're going to move to YouTube entirely. Because there's going to be those situations where, oh, I'm going to move to this platform permanently or whatever. Nah, I don't think that's going to be true, but if you got to keep your word, keep your word. But I'm just saying, if you are going to move to YouTube because of Twitch, then just do it that you promised to do. And I doubt you're going to do that, alright? I doubt it. I fucking doubt it. I'll be surprised if they all do, but I fucking doubt it. People are complaining about this. About this stuff. And it's going to be hard on them to compete on Twitch without having much, much more revenue, as it seems. I even see like this one streamer who actually has a, who actually stream on YouTube. And she has like more Twitch subscribers than her YouTube channel. So is this a possibility that they're going to do it? I'm not sure, but what I hear a lot of top streamers are they're going to move to YouTube. Look, they're losing so much, so much. Look what they did with Mr. Dr. Disrespect. They removed him out of the platform. And now he's on YouTube now. He streams exclusively on YouTube. Like, what the heck? And I'm pretty sure fucking Ninja's not the face of Twitch anymore. As far as I know. And XQC, I don't think they're actually promoting XQC on Twitch as like the brand boy. Because that dude just yells a lot. It says some like weird stuff. I don't even like this content. This guy looks like he just yells a lot all the time. Even his tweets, he looks like he's putting like caps lock on all of it. That is weird. But I'm assuming that's his brand. I don't know why he's popular that much over there. He's just weird. But overall, this is a bit concerning. No, it's a lot concerning for that. And this feels like Twitch is slowly losing faith on their creators. Especially on the VTuber side, because a lot of VTubers also stream on Twitch as well. And it's a big brand. It's the new fad at this point. Becoming like a VTuber. A lot of people are complaining it. Everyone didn't like it so far. And a few of them are even concerned about it. A lot of known VTubers concerned or exclusively streaming on Twitch, like Nux Talk was complaining about it. Iron Mouse was complaining about it. What's her face? Zentrio's complaining about it. I'm pretty sure Possibility also complained about it. And also Shag Lady, who also complained about it. A lot of these top VTubers who stream exclusively on Twitch are complaining about this revenue as well. So they might get moved to YouTube at that point, honestly. But who knows if they're going to take their word for it or not. But it all depends on how the company sees it. And now they already banned gambling, so that's going to be a bit of a problem, because gambling was also a big part of Twitch. Don't you think? people love seeing people gamble. And once that controversy happened with the guy who steal like, I heard like $300,000 from other people and their friends and fans to donate him, and just for petty stuff, and all he did was he just gambled away all of it. And a lot of people calling out Twitch that, hey, would you please ban gambling for Pete's sake? And they actually did it. They got what they wanted, but at the same time, they're gonna hurt Twitch. Because most people love seeing people gamble all their money. Look, I don't know, man. A lot of stuff's happening on Twitch so far, and it does not look good for the brand. Will they survive through all this stuff? Not really sure, but they could keep going with this sort of like drama-esque stuff that's been going on. Then it might not seem like a fun time to just stream on Twitch, because I heard YouTube's implementing a lot of good stuff with their streaming stuff, and you don't need to be in the partnership program to stream or to have YouTube Shorts. It looks positive as hell to stream on YouTube and to make shorts. Honestly, most shorts just basically regurgitation of TikTok or Instagram videos, but aside from that, streaming on YouTube is now gonna be easy to get known without having at least a video or something like that to make yourself a brand. You can just do it without doing a partnership program. You're just there. Yeah. Now they're actually going to compete against Twitch now. And they look pretty positive there. Not only that, someone was able to figure out the revenue on YouTube. Their revenue is exactly 7 out of 30. Meaning the creator gets at least 70% of revenue while YouTube gets 30% of revenue. That seems pretty good. Not gonna lie, that is really good. I like it. So, Twitch, what are you doing? Rethink your strategy, because this time it does not. You know what? At this point, September is not gonna be a good. It's not a good month for you. I'll tell you that. September is not gonna be a good month for you, and. Least thank God that September is ending. So either on October you change a new leaf, rethink your astrology policies, or keep digging your grave. Because at this point in time, people are just not gonna trust you at this point, like I do. I was thinking of streaming on Twitch, but over the past few years, Twitch seems to be like downgrading every single time another thing starts to happen. Same goes for YouTube. But with YouTube, they kind of go back and forth. Like one hand they do something that's really crappy, and then there's another hand where they release something that's really cool. So YouTube is mostly like a back and forth type of thing, while Twitch is gonna keep going downgrading itself. Even with something they put something good as banned gambling, which is the specific. Okay, one thing to correct myself on this is that when I say ban gambling, I mean they're gonna ban like gambling that's not been approved in the US, so to speak, if you know what I mean. Like, we know gambling is illegal, so to speak, but the way they announce it, they're gonna ban gambling that's not approved within the US. So that's the way that they're gonna do, and it's just gonna be way worse for Twitch. So think what you're doing. If you're just gonna keep going, then you're not gonna be able to be worth making content over there anymore. Just saying. Now, that's it for today's episode, everyone. I hope you guys like today's podcast. Please guys follow or subscribe to our podcast over there. here on whatever platform you listen to. Make sure you follow our animation, our Twitter account, that's animationnatty10, or there for the more updates as well. I usually do this podcast for every Saturday or Sunday, no matter what. What time I have so far and how many news resources I get so far throughout the week. So this is Animation Nation. I'm your host, Primetime, here. Hopefully get to see you guys next week. So have a wonderful day and stay safe. Goodbye.